Welcome back to the NFL News Show, where I give you the NFL news from the last 24-ish hours. Today we don't have that much to talk about, but I figured I'd tell you anyway. First up, the Seahawks have signed 6th-round wide receiver Freddie Swain to his rookie deal, so they are adding him to their really, really good now wide receiver core, including DK Metcalf, Philip Dorsett, and Tyler Lockett. Now they have Freddie Swain, but he probably won't be a starter, obviously. In Minnesota, Pro Bowl running back Dalvin Cook will no longer participate in any team-related activities until he receives a, quote, reasonable deal. But I don't really know what a reasonable deal is, because the top three running backs right now who are getting paid money-wise is Christian McCaffrey making $16 million a year, Ezekiel Elliott $15 million a year, and Le'Veon Bell $13.25 million a year. So I don't really know what a reasonable deal would be. I think it'd be somewhere around 10 to 12, maybe even $13 million a year. But I do think he's better than Le'Veon Bell. But then again, the Jets offered him a crazy deal. So probably around $10 million a year is my guess of what they'll pay him. Right now, everyone believes that players won't report to their facilities until the start of training camp, but that reporting could be sooner than previously scheduled. This new CBA says that teams can report 47 days before their first regular season game, which is July 28th for most teams. So that is really, really good. Really, really big news for the entire league there. Now let's go to some really big news for some other teams. The Ravens coaches are returning to their Under Armour Performance Center on Monday for a 2-week period for meetings, according to the team's official website. Like the rest of the NFL, if players are not rehabbing injuries, they cannot return until permitted by the league to do so. And another AFC heavyweight joined the Ravens with their coaching staff returning as the Titans coaches, led by Mike Vrabel, reporting to their facilities today, which is Monday. Tennessee put out a video showcasing their coach's arrival, and that is really good news for them. But some really good news for the Vikings. Also today, the TCO Performance Center in Minnesota is reopening. Approximately 60 front office employees of the Vikings staff, according to the team press release. The staff members are voluntarily returning and are in multiple departments, the team added, with priority to return due to their need to access the facility in order to effectively complete their job duties. This isn't really NFL news, but it is football news. It's from college football. Coach Duggs has decided to remain as the coach of the Tennessee Volunteers football, which is massive news for Tennessee because he, I think it's been a really good coach for them. Even though they haven't been very successful in the last couple of years, I do think he has been a pretty successful coach there in Tennessee. Some quarterbacks and players are now throwing together. Carson Wentz was seen working out with his teammates in Houston. Kyler Murray is going to be throwing with his teammates later this week. And apparently, Jerry Jeudy has been catching passes from Drew Locke daily at a field in Denver. So that is really good to hear that they're working, at least for Broncos fans, it is. That they're working out a lot and getting ready for the season because they have never played together. And I think that it'll be a really, really good duo this year considering the fact that they are working out a lot together this offseason. And that is all for today's episode. of the NFL news show. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I upload this there. And if you want to listen to it other places, I have it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, like I said. Also on YouTube, I have a new series called Team Review, where I just go see the draft, look at the draft that each team had, look at the free agency signings and the trades and the losses from the team, and then go through their schedule and tell you what my rankings are. And then in the end, I'll tell you the rankings first to worst and hopefully do a playoff simulation. And that is all for today's episode. Make sure to share it, subscribe to the podcast, and if you haven't listened to my other episodes, go listen to them. It's worth it, even if it's old news. It's worth it. But that is all for today. I will see you next time. Goodbye.